Hi, folks. Welcome back here with another Tune In Tuesday episode. I am super excited to be talking about the remainder of November and just very much talking about the transition from Scorpio into Sagittarius seasons and some major astrological transits that are going on at this time to help us get an idea of what's happening energetically in the collective, how we can best navigate these energies and best co-create so that way we can bring into our atmosphere the things that we are trying to call in, the things that we are manifesting. So, let's start with on November 19th, Mercury will be leaving Sagittarius and will be dabbling back into Scorpio as Mercury is retrograde and has been retrograde since November 9th. Mercury retrograde is all about, you know, asking us to revisit, reflect, analyze things, sort of slow down. There can be a lot of, you know, technological disruptions. There can be delays, challenges, blockages sort of coming up. And I put quotation marks over these things because what seems as if it's a delay is all happening intentionally because it's asking you to, again, slow down, revisit, reanalyze. That way we can stop, you know, moving on autopilot. I can't believe we're already in November and it's already about to be the end of the year. And I think Mercury retrograde is saying, you know, as humans, we can get caught up in this cycle of just going and going and sort of moving on autopilot. And Mercury comes in and says, hey, let's slow down. Let's make sure that the direction in which we're going, the curiosity that we have, all those things are being, you know, in alignment and in tune with the directions that we're supposed to be undertaking and undergoing at this time. And that we're not just moving, you know, blindly through life, but that we are taking it by the wheel and being able to navigate it. Especially with Mercury happening, you know, Mercury retrograde starting off in Sagittarius, which is like our morals, our ethics, our beliefs, and our spirituality or religion, it's very important that we're taking that time to really think about and reflect on our higher morals, our ethics, you know, what is it that, you know, has shaped why we think about things the way that we do, why we decided to vote for XYZ person, why we decided to follow this guide or this mentor, why we decided to share our own life experiences, findings, and teachings with the collective. You know, why are we guided to do these things? So there's a lot of revisiting and reanalyzing that, again, it's just getting to the core of why, you know, and it's important to ask these questions because as Mercury is leaving Sagittarius and going into Scorpio, it'll allow for us to shed those layers, to bring to the surface our deeper desires, our deeper longings, our deeper emotions and feelings, and let that be the driving force. So all in all, Mercury dabbling back into Scorpio, still happening in a retrograde fashion, is going to be asking us to, again, revisit so that we can change things, transform things, bring depth to things, bring a rebirth energy into, you know, whatever is being highlighted for you in your life. Whatever is, you know, sort of intense at this moment is being brought up in a bubbling energy to ask you to revisit it and make a change, right? Decide to walk away from something, decide to end something, decide to let something go, decide to bring death to a certain way of thinking about things, especially with Mercury energy being our mental chatter, being our mind, right? Asking us to think about these things. And Sagittarius being that of, you know, the higher mind, as it is about higher knowledge and things of that sort, more from an intuitive, you know, life experience, spirituality sort of lens, also encompassing higher education, it's asking us to really do the research, to dig deeper, to get an understanding, especially with Scorpio, that investigative energy, to dig a little bit deeper as to the why, the purpose, to be able to then, you know, expand, because expansion comes from that alignment. And without that alignment, we cannot do that expansion. So Mercury dabbling back into Scorpio at this time, use that energy to shed, to bring to the surface your truest desires and your truest sense of spirituality, your truest sense of self, your truest sense of, you know, passions and desires. So that way, moving forward, whatever steps you are taking are fully in alignment with those morals, those ethics, those beliefs, you know, those desires and longings, opening up the pathway for greater expansion, greater abundance, and greater prosperity with that Jupiter Sagittarius energy. Alrighty, so enough on that. On November 20th, we have Sun conjunct Mercury, and we also have the new moon in Scorpio happening at 28 degrees, which is a Cancer degree. So super excited for this new moon energy. With all of this shedding, with all this death energy, there has to be that rebirth. There has to be that coming out and rising up like a phoenix energy. And we have been doing lots of death and rebirth, but with that comes a lot of shedding and shedding and shedding and a lot of rebuilding. So as we are entering this rebuilding energy with this new moon in Scorpio, plant your seeds in the directions in which you want to go. Plant your seeds and take your steps that are now in alignment with those deeper things that were underneath the surface, right? As information around you is coming to light, right? Regarding Scorpio themes. Scorpio themes can be, again, your deeper emotional landscape, but it can also be your sense of spirituality and the things that drive you, your intuition. It can also be your money, right? In relation to others, money that you owe, that you are owed, or money that you yourself owe, right? Like debt, right? Things about taxes, inheritance, themes around, again, shared resources in any way in connection to that of a third party, another individual, or that of the government can be highlighted at this time. So with this new moon in Scorpio, there can be this new energy around planting some sort of seeds in terms of how you are going to consolidate debt, right? Planting your seeds in terms of how you are going to organize your money for come tax season. Planting your seeds in terms of how you are going to approach your finances in terms of work and whether what it is that you are doing, again, is truly in alignment with that deeper desire, deeper core, and deeper sense of self. And emotional landscape, right? Have you found yourself sort of drowning in any emotions that this new moon in Scorpio is sort of saying, hey, let's fight these head on, let's face these head on and plant our seeds to make these changes so we are no longer drowning in these emotions, right? Those types of themes are being brought up to the surface. Scorpio energy is also sex, sensuality, or intimacy, right? Intimacy can be heightened at this time, providing deeper intimacy, planting our seeds to deepen a connection, planting our seeds to deepen our sense of self and our sensual nature. Right? Strengthening our relationship to sex and things of that sort. So a lot of those themes, right? Scorpio is that feminine energy ultimately, but it has this like darker nature to it, this sort of taboo secrecy sort of energy. So with this new moon in Scorpio, there can be this energy of having to be a little bit more quiet about your new beginnings, having to be a little bit more mysterious and keeping some of those new transitions and things of that sort to yourself, or finally things that have been under wraps, you're finally sharing with those, again, closest to you, because Scorpio energy is not sharing it with the masses, but more so sharing it with those who you feel safe with, who you have that already deep connection and purposeful, intentional sort of connection with. So this happening again at the Cancer degree, just as an extra emotional element. So whatever tower moments or intense, overwhelming situations can be going on at this time, again, is asking for you to alter foundations. Break it down so you can then rebuild and plant your seeds to stack up those secure foundations now, again, in alignment with your deepest sense of self. So that is that on the new moon in Scorpio. With the sun conjunct Mercury that day, there can be positive news, positive communication, just overall a sense of positive energy at that time, especially all this Scorpio energy that is going to be in the air with the sun, Mercury, and the new moon all just sort of being conjunct together in this Scorpio energy. So allow yourself again to completely shed and come out and step into that new profound sense of self as we are wrapping up Scorpio season and heading into Sagittarius season. We will be sure about who we are, therefore allowing us to go towards our higher teachings, the things we're curious about, things we want to be intentional about, being in a sense of alignment with discovering or uncovering our purpose, or aligning our directions and our steps with that of our purpose come Sagittarius season. So that goes straight into the next thing. On November 22nd, the sun will be entering Sagittarius, meaning we will be in Sagittarius season. So we're going to be seeking higher knowledge, seeking higher wisdom, whether that is through deep, profound conversations with elderly folk, whether that is deep, profound conversation with mentors, guides, and teachers, or whether that is you sharing your own experiences, your own teachings, your own spirituality, religion, strong, you know, understandings of life and your experience here on life, and being able to share that with others in a deep, profound, and meaningful way. Additionally, you can find yourself exploring and learning about other foreign cultures, whether that's literally just going to different towns and atmospheres in your area, or just simply meeting with different people of different backgrounds, or actually partaking in foreign travel and visiting these countries and learning and soaking up information that feels, again, very profound, bringing this sense of expansion, abundance in your view of life and in your understanding of life. Additionally, you can be having any strong, profound, again, religious or spiritual epiphanies at this time, forming intense communications and connections as Mercury will be dabbling into Sagittarius energy come soon. But again, all this energy is very transformative and asking for you to align with, again, those morals, those spiritual beliefs, your faith, your sense of understanding of life and its higher meaning, right? What is its deeper meaning, I think, is what Sagittarius is sometimes pulling out of us, coming right after Scorpio's energy, and makes so much sense. So allow for yourself to lean into those inklings that you're getting about where you want to explore more, right? And where you want to learn more and where you want to find deeper purpose or meaning in life. On November 28th, we do have Saturn going direct at 25 degrees Pisces. So Saturn did go into Aries, then it went retrograde, that went back into Pisces, and now it is going direct at 25 degrees Pisces, which is also at an Aries degree. So as Saturn is dabbling up its last bit of energy in Pisces, I believe until around February, January time, all I know is that it's happening at the beginning of next year. And this is going to have us sort of looking at things with more clarity. Pisces energy can often have us looking at things with rose-colored glasses, seeing things from a more fantasy, whimsical, sort of letting our emotions fully take the boat and not sort of balancing that with logic. So Pisces is that other side of the spectrum, Virgo, Pisces being on the same axis. Virgo is super logical. Pisces is like super intuitive. The best thing is to find the balance of both, but with Pisces energy and Saturn being the planet of discipline, responsibility, challenges, and learning lessons, commitment, higher commitment, remaining, you know, working hard and going through these obstacles, through these lessons to help form you and shape you into a very disciplined, responsible, and hardworking individual in your approach to all areas of your life, right? But mostly what you are here to produce in life. And with that energy, with Pisces energy being there can be this energy around, you know, during this time in which Saturn was retrograde, you were probably questioning, you know, what are your dreams and desires and longings when it comes to where you want to produce, what you want to produce in this lifetime, what you want to be known for, what makes you want to work hard, what makes you want to show up and be committed. Those are sorts of the things that could have been coming up to the surface. Maybe there were some illusions around what you thought you wanted to produce or what you thought you felt the most productive in. Or maybe there's some illusions around what you were working hard in or pouring yourself into and how maybe that was reflective of some of your deeper shadows, some of your fears, and rather than being reflective of some of your deeper desires in alignment with that of your intuition and that of your logic, right? Combining that of the 3D and the 5D because you are living an earthly experience, right? Also, we're learning lessons related to seeing things clearly in all facets, right? Regards to the things that we want to commit ourselves to. We also could have been learning lots of lessons and feeling like there was a lot of delays and blockages in terms of reaching some emotional healing, some emotional closure, feeling some sense of being stuck in something that felt kind of overwhelming in an emotional sense, feeling this energy of feeling blocked in terms of your creativity and your inspiration. So that could have been some of the energies of Saturn and Pisces. There could have been some, you know, delays and blockages in the sectors of, you know, romance, in the sectors of our deeper emotions and how we were able to handle our emotions, learning lessons around how to deal with big feelings, right? Learning lessons around how we are sharing ourselves with one another, right? Romantic, how we are approaching our desires, our dreams, our intuition, and whether we were using that as fuel to best step into our sense of self with the Aries degree, our truest sense of identity. So Saturn finally being direct, we can start to see sort of more clarity along our desires and our fears, finding that balance, making sure that they are not blocking us from being able to take these action-oriented steps in the things that'll get us closer to where we are meant to go and where we are meant to be and close out these cycles with Pisces being the last sign of the zodiac. But Saturn is also pushing us to, you know, face these challenges head on, face these fears head on, and be able to turn that and transmute that into this Aries ambition, this Aries passion, this Aries go-getter energy, so that we can fully embody this new beginning, this new sense of direction, one that is not through a filter of our fears, one that is not through a filter of our shadows or a filter of our wounds. So this is a really big deal. With Saturn energy is a big, major planet. So at this time, this transition can feel like a lot. And so this period all the way up until the astrological new year in March, as Saturn is fully moving direct into the sign of Aries, you can start to feel this, like almost like going up a roller coaster is kind of like how I'm feeling right now. Like we're about to get to that climax point come March. So yeah, hold on, hold on for the ride. Okay. On November 29th, Mercury will be going direct. So Mercury left Sagittarius, going to the sign of Scorpio, will be retrograde, and it'll stop finally being retrograde on November 29th and will continue direct. It'll be direct at Scorpio 20 degrees. 20 degrees is also Scorpio energy. So we have Scorpio sign happening at the 20 on the Scorpio degree. So heavy Scorpio energy, heavy death and rebirth, heavy energy around money, finances, shared resources, things coming to light, whether there is any shady business with money coming to light, whatever themes are happening regarding your shared resources, whether that again is money owed, money that you owe, money that is in connection to a third party that is somehow, some way, either going through some sort of ending or planting seeds for some sort of rebirth in those areas. So with Mercury going direct, there can be all of a sudden this clear communication, less, you know, delays, less challenges, and more clarity in terms of what changes are coming, more clarity in terms of what transformations are happening, more clarity in terms of, you know, expressing and fully having communications around these life altering changes in or quick pivots or directional shifts that are happening at this time. So those can be happening. With Mercury also going direct, intimacy can be deepening, having, you know, stronger conversations. And again, clearing up any miscommunications that could have been happening in the relationship sector, clearing up any miscommunications that could have been happening that were just feeling intense or overwhelming at all. Self-expression, deep emotional communication and connections can be happening with Mercury being direct in Scorpio. Again, Scorpio is not the energy that is here for the surface level. It's here for the depth. It's here for depth. So you can find yourself having social connections, gatherings with friends and things of that sort that just feel a little bit more profound in nature and deep rather than surface level, where you feel like you're actually, you know, walking away from this feeling like you had time well spent rather than feeling like you were just, you know, chit-chatting with people on the surface, but rather you can go home and take with you some, you know, deeper insight, some deeper emotional insight, and feel, you know, happy about your sense of connection building. So that's that. November 30th, Venus will be entering Sagittarius. So again, Venus is our love, our beauty, our finances, our sense of luxury, sensuality, and things of that sort, and partnerships. So with that entering Sagittarius, again, we've been talking a lot about Sagittarius states. It's ruled by Jupiter. It's the sense of expansion, abundance, you know, foreign energy, travel, exploring, soaking up different cultures, soaking up higher wisdom, soaking up higher knowledge, and, you know, questioning your higher meaning, your higher purpose here, your deep beliefs and sense of faith and spiritual understanding in this world. So with Venus entering Sagittarius, you can find yourself having any sorts of conversations around those themes in your close partnerships. You can find yourself having more profound conversations happening in your love partnerships. You can find yourself having some sort of expansion in your love life, expansion in your financial world, expansion in your sense of luxury and abundance. I mean, it is the holiday season, so going into this December energy, with Venus being in Sagittarius majority of December, you can find yourself just feeling abundant and full of love, and feeling like through these interactions and your partnerships, your love, your close loved ones, your sense of, you know, experiencing life. All in all, with Venus being in Sagittarius, you feel as if at the core of all your decision-making with love, your experiences at this time with love, your decision-making with your finances and your spending habits, your experiences that you're facing in terms of feeling luxurious, your experiences that you're facing in terms of just love and beauty and how you are expressing yourself, all of those things can be led by your higher morals and beliefs, right? A lot of these core decisions that you're making in any of these areas are being shaped and formed by those faiths, those beliefs, those strong opinions that you are carrying, right? That higher wisdom that is going to be seeping through your self-expression at this time, especially in those close partnerships. So that's definitely something to look forward to. The holiday season is upon us. Thank you all so much for making it to the wrap-up of the astrology forecast. Really quickly, life update is not that much different from the last episode, but I will just give a quick tarot message in connection to somewhat of a life update. So for the next 2 weeks, you can find yourself, what came out for me was the Judgment reversed and this, the Judgment upright and the Six of Cups reversed, although I'm not surprised in that. As what I said originally, Judgment reversed, it seems as if there might have been some sort of reverse judgment in the past about something in regards to something you've planted seeds in, whether that is a relationship, whether that is a work environment, whether that is a home environment, or a family connection or friendship, whatever it is, right? Something along the lines of wrong judgment that was called on something in the past that is coming back around for proper judgment, coming back around and calling for you to now this time properly judge this past thing that is showing up at your door in whatever way that looks like for you. This can be literally a mindset, this can be a habit, this can be a relationship, this can be a work environment, whatever it is coming back around, which makes sense with Mercury retrograde, and it is asking for you to make proper judgment this time around. Alrighty, folks, thank you all so much for taking the time to hear the astrology forecast and to get a tarot message for the next 2 weeks. I look forward to how these next 2 weeks goes for all of us. And I very much want to remind you all that you can book your own personal reading if you want to see what this month of December is going to bring in for you, as I did start offering this monthly reading service to get an idea of how the astrological stars are impacting you on an individual and more personal note. So again, thank you all so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode. Bye, guys.